我们先打开希伯来书第四章，我们再念第一、第二节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 again.
希伯来书第四章，我们念第一、第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
我们既蒙留下，又进入他安息的应许，就当惧畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是说听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心，以所听见的道调和。大家一同来读，一、二、三。我们既蒙留下，又进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间会有人似乎是赶不上了。因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心，以所听见的道调和。但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如上帝所说的。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。主啊，我们把以下这段的时间交托给你，愿主你真理的光照耀我们的心，愿你创造万有的全能托住这个聚会，愿你启示圣经的圣灵引导我们的思想，光照我们的心思意念。主，求主你帮助我们，给我们以饥渴慕义的心领受你真理的栽培。主，给我们在你面前向你大大张口，你就给我们充满。求主给我们从这已经思想过的经文中间，再看见你的大的亮光照耀我们。我们感谢赞美，求主垂听，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我今天特别要已经讲过的这一段再与大家分享一些信息。
And today I want to go back to the message that we have, the two verses that we have preached before to share with you again.
我心里的感动是非常强烈。
I have a deep moving in my heart to share this with you.
在第三章给我们看见以色列的祖先怎样试探上帝，四圣年中间试神探神。
Chapter 3 tells us how the Israelites for 40 years have been testing God and tempting God. And God was sick of the generation. And left them in the wilderness so that they will all die out. This is a tragedy in the spiritual terms. Because since God had a covenant with their ancestor Abraham, he knew that his people were suffering in Egypt. So when the Israelites called upon the Lord, Jehovah Lord remembered the covenant that he made with their ancestor Abraham. And God showed his great power and delivered them from Egypt. This God is able to deliver them from Egypt. Why did he not bring them into Canaan? Was it because his arm was too short? Or that he was deaf? So much so that he cannot hear their prayers and cannot deliver them. No. It was because of the sin of man that separated them from God. And God had an oath in his anger to forbid them to enter into his rest. In this manner, the Israelites could not enter the promised land. It was the case for all these people. At the same time, their leader Moses became a representation of the unbelieving generation. God said that you did not respect me as holy in front of your people. So you had to stop here. You can see the promised land, but you will not enter it. So it seems that the promise to enter the Canaan has been lost. But because of God's eternal plan, he had a remnant of the people. This is something that we can see often in the Bible, the way God works. To prove something that is very important. And that is the faithfulness of God is not dependent on the faithlessness of men. When we are disobedient to God, does that mean that all of God's work is lost? When we rebel against His will, does that mean that His will will not be accomplished? When our hearts are hardened against Him, does that mean that there will be no channel for His word to move? So God has a remnant for Himself. This concept of the remnant is seen in the Old and the New Testament. In the era of Noah, God was going to destroy all that lived. Because the people of that generation were all rebellious against God. But God left Noah and his family of eight. And once again, they became the beginning again. This is the way God works. The concept of the remnant is a manifestation of God's faithfulness. The existence of the remnant. It shows us the way God works in history to preserve those people who are faithful
to Him.
We see this word in Isaiah. In the book of Romans, we see the same word. Isaiah said that if it were not for God who remained a remnant for Himself, we would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. So when we are not believing, when we are disobedient, the promise of God can still be trusted. The word of God is still faithful. The will of God must be done. Although sometimes there may be some delay, but the will of God will be accomplished. So first verse of chapter 4 tells us since the promise is still here, it means that God has never changed. God has not changed His promise. God is faithful unto Himself. God Himself is faithful to His own promises because He will not deny Himself. Who will enter into the true rest within this promise? It refers to the people who believe in God, those who are awake, those who constantly remind themselves. Here we see an important warning. There are five big warnings in the book of Hebrews. And also minor warnings. Here we see the most important message about the holiest of the holiest in the Old Testament. Hebrews also warns us about falling behind and not falling with the Lord. Chapter 2 starts by saying we must pay careful attention to what we have heard so that we will not drift away. If we ignore such a great salvation, how can we not be condemned? So all these warnings have been seen earlier. But in chapter 4, it starts with the same type of warning. Let us be careful. Since we have the promise of entering, we have to be careful. We have to be very cautious so that we have a heart of fear towards God. The most frightening thing in church today is that we have lost that fear of God. When I was young, I read a lot of biographies about great people. I saw something common in them. That is, when they are young, they are all have a healthy fear of God. They are afraid of the wrath of God. They are afraid of sinning against God. And these people were used greatly, mightily by God. In my own ministry later,
I found 可怕的威严，以后的机会就大大蒙福。
I realize that in all my rallies, if on the very first day there is this fear of God, it will be blessed for the next few days.
另外一些的场合的里面
，But in other occasions,
今天的机会呢非常好，皆大欢喜，以后的机会就摔下去。
Perhaps on the first day it seems there are a lot of things happening and everybody is very happy, but it did not follow on.
所以在我心灵深处，我要寻求一件事情。
Deep in my heart, I want to seek after something.
这到底神要对我讲什么话？
And that is what is God trying to say to me.
后来我慢慢明白那个次序。
Then I realized there is a particular pattern.
就是神先启示公义，然后再赐下怜悯。
And that is God first manifests His righteousness and then He gives us His mercy.
先启示旧约，后启示新约。
He first revealed the Old Testament and then the New Testament.
先上帝先赐下律法，后赐下救恩。
He gave us the law first and then salvation next.
这不是两件事情赐下内容的问题。
It is not a question of the content of what comes down.
赐下的这个次序先后的问题。
I want to think about the priorities of these things.
如果我们教会常常讲上帝的爱，很少讲上帝的公义，这些教会很难复兴起。
If the church always talk about the love of God but not His righteousness, we will not have revival.
让我盼望我看见，如果一个教会真正明白神是圣洁公义的上帝，这个教会以后很容易被复兴起。
But if a church realizes that God is a righteous and holy God, there will be revival in the future.
摩西年老的时候，
when Moses was old,
他写了诗篇第九十篇，
he wrote Psalm 90.
他里面有一句话是这么讲的，
there's a sentence in it.
有谁晓得你该受的敬畏呢？
He said, who knows about the honor that we ought to give to you?
有谁按照你该受的敬畏知道你的愤怒呢？
Who knows of your wrath by the honor you deserve?
这是一个很重要的超时代的一个这个境界和一个提醒。
This is a warning and a reminder that will pass by all generations.
一个人不再敬畏上帝的时候，
When a person no longer fear God,
这个人什么事都可以乱做一场。
We will do anything we want.
当一个人真正以敬畏的上帝，上帝的心智做他行事伟人的基础的时候，
But if we base our foundation in life on the fear of God,
一生的人格就建立在稳当的根基的上。
Our entire life would have a character built on this foundation.
敬畏上帝，
The fear of the Lord,
是立身之本，
is the foundation of our life.
敬畏上帝，
The fear of the Lord,
是真正智慧的开端，
is the true beginning of wisdom.
敬畏上帝，
The fear of the Lord,
是一个人那个严谨对付自己，勇敢承认自己的罪的一个原因。
It's the reason why we will face our sin courageously.
敬畏上帝，
the fear of the Lord,
使教会可以更多享受神恩典是何等的宝贵的一个基础。
It's the foundation through which the church will enjoy the grace of God.
敬畏上帝，
the fear of the Lord,
使一个人能尽心尽力做成他应当做的责任的原因。
It's the reason why we will try our best to fulfill our purpose in life.
敬畏上帝，
the fear of the Lord,
使教会可以得到复兴的一个很重要的这个原则。
It's a very important principle for revival of the church.
今天我们的毛病在哪里呢？
What is our problems today?
我们什么都怕，就是不怕上帝。
We are afraid of everything except God.
我们上飞机怕迟到，做礼拜不怕迟到。
When we take a plane, we are afraid of being late, but not when we go for worship.
我们的观念中间都是上帝是慈爱，上帝充满怜悯。我们对神的敬畏，神的宝座，神的愤怒，神的威严，已经慢慢放弃。
In our concept, God is merciful and loving, and we have given up the understanding that God is righteous and God is holy.
今天有许多的传道人乐意讲上帝慈爱的道理。
Many preachers love to talk about God is love.
很少传道人勇敢讲上帝的愤怒，上帝的威严，上帝的审判的道理。
Very few preachers would dare to preach about the righteousness of God and the judgment of God.
因为当你讲上帝慈爱恩惠，他的慈爱怜悯的时候，你会做一个很受欢迎的讲员。
Because when you preach about the love and the mercy of God, you will be welcomed by all.
当你谈上帝的慈爱，你谈不多，你谈上帝的公义太多的时候，很多人会不喜欢你。
But you, if you always emphasize on the righteousness of God, a lot of people will hate you.
所以呢，我们今天看见教会很难复兴起。
So the church will not be revived easily.
许多外教徒比基督徒更懂得应当怎么敬拜他们的神。
Many pagans know how to worship their God much more than the Christian.
有一次，当我二十多岁的时候，
When I was about 20 odd years old,
我在万隆开布道会。
I had a rally at this place called 万隆。
后来讲完到我们在餐馆吃饭的时候，
After that, we had a meal at the restaurant.
有一个记者认识，他认出我了。
As a journalist who recognized me.
所以他跑到我这里坐下来,
so he came towards me.
他说你是唐琼龙是吗?
He said, you are Stephen Tong.
我说是的。
I said, yes.
你知道玛丽火山爆炸的事情吗?
Do you know about the volcano eruption in Bali?
我当然知道,这几天每个人都在谈这个事情。
I said, of course, it's current news.
他说我刚刚从那里来。
He said, I just came from there.
我带了八九十张很重要的照片给你看好不好?
Let me show you about lots of pictures that I've taken.
我说好。
I said, okay.
所以我们吃饭的一半的时候就放下吃的东西。
And we stopped eating and we reviewed all the very precious photographs that he brought.
我看到一半的时候,
in the midst of reviewing the photos,
我整个反胃,
I felt ill and I couldn't eat anymore.
为什么呢?
Why?
你的人睡到一半, 火山的油烟来到, 把他的身体烧焦了,
because there were pictures of gruesome pictures of people who had been destroyed by the lava from the volcano. Some people were just been separated in their body. And there's still a look of fear in their face over their day. And some were destroyed on one side of the body into skeleton. I have not seen pictures like that before. I cannot imagine people dying in this way. It seems that fire will burn all of us up. But the volcanic lava is able to kill you in and destroy you on the half.
后来我去查查，我知道这个石头融化需要的热度是大概要3350度摄氏才能融化。
And I realized that this the stone needs a 3,000 odd degrees Celsius in order to melt.
把水煮到沸点的时候，不过100度。
We only need 100 degrees to boil the water.
你把钢铁融化的时候需要1700度。
You need 1,700 degrees to melt a steel.
你把石头融化，你需要3,300多度。
But with stone, you need 3,000 over degrees.
已经爆出来的熔岩。
And all this volcanic lava.
流下来的泥浆。
And the clay they leave behind.
经过这么久还是很热。
After a long time, it'll still be hot.
到人的身体的时候，可能还有差不多2000度。
So by the time it reaches a human body, it's probably 2,000 degrees. Immediately, it can burn off all things. What is the most frightening thing?
就是已经被烧成骨头的这一边，跟还有肉的这一边，中间的皮呢，爆成一条白色的东西。
And there's this white line that separates between the part that was burnt and the part that was not.
人的皮就爆起来了。
And the human corpse has this
skin.
The skin that pops out. It looks pretty white in color.
我看了我真的不能再吃东西。
And I could not eat further.
我想了如果是我被烧吃怎么样的?
I thought if I would be burnt, I wonder why.
有一张照片在其中的我看了，我整个人就开始想神学的问题。
And one picture in particular prompted me to think about theology.
那个照片是什么?
What kind of picture was that?
熔岩已经靠近差不多剩下2公尺的地方。
It was a picture that shows the lava that was about 2 meters away.
快要流到他身体的时候,
that is when the lava was about to reach the person. That person was not sleeping.
他心座,
he was awake.
他在做什么呢?
What was he doing?
跪在那边祷告,
he was praying and asking for forgiveness from his God so that he will not receive the eternal punishment. He was praying sincerely. When I saw the picture, I asked myself whether Christians behave like that in difficulties. Do we run away? Or do we just kneel down and pray and wait for the lava to come? He was about 7 feet away. That person was prostrate, asking his God to forgive him. I asked a question later. Why do we blame God for not being loving when there's a little bit of problem in our life? But the non-Christian asks his God to forgive him at the heart of the difficulties. In Hinduism, there are thousands of gods. There are three highest gods. The first one is Brahma. The second one is Vishnu. And Shiva.
Brahma is 谁呢?
Who is Brahma?
The God of creation.
He's the God of creation. And Vishnu.
God of protection.
是保护的神。 And the third one is Shiva.
God of destruction.
就是毁灭的神。
所以他们相信创造的神、保护的神跟毁灭的神是三个最高最高的神。
So they believe all these three gods are the highest gods.
那么你问印度的教徒说，这三个里面最大的权柄的是哪一个呢？
If you ask a Hindu who has the highest authority,
他说最大的权柄是 Shiva.
He will say it's Shiva.
就是毁灭的神。
The god of destruction.
你看见印度庙如果有三座塔的时候，中间最高的那一座不是给 Brahma， 也不是给 Vishnu， 是给 the god of destruction Shiva 而建。
And if you see a temple with three pagoda, the highest one would be for Shiva.
所以他们要用各样的办法讨他们的神喜悦。
They use all sorts of method to please their god.
因为他们被毁灭。
Because they may be destroyed.
这是他们的信仰。
This is their faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我看了那张照片以后。
When I saw that photograph.
我再想想整个世界上基督教的信仰到底发生了什么错。
And I asked myself, what's wrong with Christianity today?
基督徒只讲上帝的爱。
Christians talk about the love of God.
上帝的爱。
The love of God.
我们享受着上帝的爱。
We enjoy His love. And in our sin, we want Him to continue to love us. But when we have a little bit of problem in our life, when we have some material failings, immediately we blame God for not being loved. We doubt His grace.
So is 基督教在东方宣扬中间错失偏差所产生的一个很可怕的后果。
This is the consequence of the wrong preaching methods in the Eastern world.
差不多整个中国人语言华语教会的传的地方都在这个毛病里面。
And Mandarin speaking churches are often within this problem.
所以我们对神的敬畏就没有了。
We have lost the fear of God.
我们什么人都怕，就是不怕上帝。
We are afraid of all things except God.
一边信一边乱来。
Although we believe we do anything
wrong. 我一边做一个得救的基督徒，一边信我不像得救的人。
Although I'm a redeemed Christian, I do not live the life of
我们一边做这四座长老，我们一边生活，比不信的人更不如。
There are many of us who are deacons and elders, but we live a life worse than the non-believers.
那我们要怎么样呢？
What should we do?
教会要怎么样才能复兴起来？
What can the church do to revive itself?
今天教会已经不相信按照正途，因为敬畏耶和华而产生的真正的复兴。
The church has lost the idea that revival comes from the fear of God.
今天我们已经否定了借着真理的栽培产生的信仰的复兴。
We have denied the concept of having revival from the understanding of the truth.
我们否定了回到神的圣洁所产生的道德的复兴。
We have denied the revival of our morality by going back to the holiness of God.
所以我以为可以多讲方言，多行神迹，就可以复兴了。
And we think that revival comes from speaking in tongues and having more miracles.
所以我们远久远离开圣经的原则。
And we have moved further and further away from the principle of Bible.
我们搞了许多的花样，用各样的吸引人的办法，盼望人因为我们的节目很兴趣，可以产生复兴。
And we use all sorts of methods to try to have revival because of the great activities we have.
所以我们今天应当回到神的原则来。
Today we need to return back to the principle of the word.
你们要敬畏上帝。
You need to fear God.
你们存畏惧的心到上帝面前来。
We must come to God with a heart of fear.
我们既然留下进入安息的应许。
Since the promise of entering His rest still stands.
我们就当畏惧。
Let us be careful.
免得我们有人成为赶不上的人。
That none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
表示这是一个路程的问题。
It means this is a question of pathway.
这是个速度的问题。
A question of speed.
这是今天我看见了很多的书，很多的解经家没有注意到的问题。
This is something that many commentaries and scholars do not take note of.
为什么在这里说赶呢？
Why do we say? Why do we talk about catching up?
在进程中间被撇下来的意思。
That means that in the process we have been left behind.
这是神很注重的一件事情。
This is something God takes careful note of.
你还记得罗德停留在哪里？
Do you realize where Lot has gone?
因为罗德向后看，所以罗德就变成一根岩柱，是吗？
Did not look back and becomes a pillar of salt.
你也记得耶稣说谁不配做我的门徒呢？
Remember what Jesus said about discipleship.
耶稣说那手扶着犁头向后看的人不配做我的门徒。
Jesus said, whoever holds the plow and looks back is not worthy to be my disciple.
也记得希伯来书后面有一段话怎么讲呢？
And the second part of Hebrews tells us,
义人的退后我就不喜欢他。
If the righteous fall backwards, I will be displeased with him.
这些都是在行程中间赶不上的人。
These are people who cannot follow up in the process. These people fell away from the speed of God.
我就从圣经里面找到一个原则，什么叫做真正的复兴。
I found a true principle from the Bible about true revival. When we become lazy, when we become slow, when we become idle, when we do not follow the Lord diligently, and our footsteps slow down, we become people who will fall away. Many churches are like that.
把金钱把它堆积起来的时候，我们并没有赶不上。
When we accumulate wealth, we do not fall behind in this matter.
我们在时装，我们的衣食，我们的建筑方面，我们没有赶不上。
In the matter of the way we dress, the way we have our buildings, we are not falling behind.
人为的看得见的组织形式方面，我们没有赶不上。
In our organization, our administration, we have never fallen behind.
那么在什么事情上我们赶不上?
But in what areas have we fallen?
神的旨意在时代运行中间的速度，我们赶不上。
In the speed of obedience to the will of God, we have fallen behind.
所以今天我要跟大家提醒这件很重要的事情。
I want to remind you of these principles.
复兴是什么呢?
What is a revival?
已经松懈的脚步被调整回跟神为我们定的速度相配合。
Revival is to readjust our footsteps so that we are in line with the speed that God has designed for us. Thanks be to God. The Holy Spirit often works in this direction.
He wants to speed up our slowing steps to walk in accordance with the speed set by God in His eternal will for our age.
就是他把我们松懈下来的脚步调快，以配合上帝在永远的旨意里面为我们定下的速度。神常常在我内心的深处对我说：“Hurry
up，快点去，快点做。”
God always speaks to me in the depths of my heart to tell me to hurry up.
我这一生中间有一件事我不能放开。
In my life, there's something that I can never let go.
神有引导我就顺服。
And that is when God leads, I will
be obedient. 神有感动我即刻顺从。
When God has moved me, I will be obedient.
神要我做，我一定不等。
Whatever God wants me to do, I will not wait.
很多人看我是很辛苦的。
Some people look at me and say, I work too hard.
你为什么做人家做得这么紧张，做得这么苦？
Why are you so anxious and working so hard?
我说没有啊。
I say no.
我虽然身体很疲累，但我心里很喜乐的。
Although I'm physically tired, I'm full of joy inside.
你们跟我在一起的人很少听见我发怨言。
Those of you who are with me have never heard me grumble.
你就是到我家里问我太太，问她有没有埋怨上帝的事情。 这二十多年跟他结婚，差不多三十年，我不讲这样的话。
You can go ask my wife whether I grumble against God, and she will tell you not for the past few decades.
相反过来,
on the other hand,
她常常对说你有没有跑太快啊？
She always asks me, have you moved too fast?
你会不会太累啊？
Are you too tired?
为什么你要做传道做得这么紧张的？
Why are you so anxious as a preacher?
我一直要她明白,
I want her to understand.
神的速度是神要的。
Because the speed of God is set by Him.
我们一定要顺服他，不要叫他跟我们一样。
We want to be obedient to Him, not for Him to be obedient to us.
大概七年前,
About 7 years ago,
我在一天里面我设立了五个这个委员会。
Within one day, I set up 5 committees.
叫他们在两个月里面把5个工作都把它做好。
I want them to accomplish 5 tasks within 2 months.
需要的钱大概8万美金。
We needed about $80,000.
需要的筹备是很多的工作。
There are lots of work to do.
手册要印。
They have to print brochures.
广告要登。
And advertisements.
Poster 要这个设计。
And design posters.
要怎样的广播出去？
And think about publicity.
怎样租地方？
And rental of the place.
在几天里面要把这五个都把它做完。
Within a few days, we want to accomplish all this.
他们大家都顺服了。
All of them were obedient.
都听话。
They listened to
me. 后来他们就去做了。
And they went out to do it.
做做做做做做。
And they started working.
做完了以后呢？
After that,
我们来开一个检讨会。
We had a summary and review.
那么这个检讨会开的时候呢？
When the review was on,
有一个人讲一句话。
Someone said this.
虽然神的旨意都做完了,
although the will of God was accomplished,
我们做得很稀落,
we were joyful,
但是我们感到太紧张了,
but we were so anxious.
唐牧师啊, 跟你做工很难,
Reverend Tong, it's difficult to follow you,
因为你跑得太快了,
because you move too fast.
我们跟得很辛苦,
it's difficult for us to follow.
但是讲完了以后呢,
after that,
我不知道怎么回答,
I don't know how to answer you,
都是我的错, 对不对?
Because it's all my fault.
害他们苦得半死,
they all are so difficult, all struggling.
后来神感动我讲一句话,
but the Lord moved me.
你跟我很苦吗?
I said, is it difficult for you to follow me?
你跟我很苦, 同我跟主很苦, 哪一个更苦?
Let me ask you, which is more difficult for you to follow me or for me to follow my Lord?
上帝就用这句话就感动他了。
And the Lord used this word to move this person.
啊，他说我没有想到这句话。
And he said, well, I never thought of it this way.
原来神引导你的，你跟主也是很苦的，是吗？
So surely it's difficult for you to move with the Lord.
我很苦，但是不感到苦啊。
I said it's difficult, but I've never felt it that way.
所谓苦，不感到苦，什么意思？
What does that mean?
因为跟圣灵的引导的脚中是不容易的。
It is difficult to follow along the pathway of the Holy Spirit.
每一次讲要,
because every time you say yes,
就是要做到底,
it means that you have to accomplish the
will. 我不能说我来讲罗马书，讲希伯来书，三个月后，我现在不要来了，我不能这样做。
I can't say that I'm here for Hebrews or Romans and 3 months later say, well, I give up.
一直我讲要,
when I say yes,
我就要做到底,
I must accomplish the will.
你们的虎头老鼠尾,
so all of you are not like that.
很多人你没有做到底,
many of us do not accomplish our work.
工作,
but I will accomplish the work that I have for the Lord.
我有时候感到主啊,
sometimes I say, Lord, I cannot follow.
你的引导太丰盛了,
because your guidance is so abundant.
你要我做的事情太多了,
you want me to accomplish so many things.
马上有一个力量说,
immediately there's a strength that says,
感谢上帝还要你做他的工作,
thanks be to God that He is still calling you.
不是神要你做,
if it, it will not for the will of God, you cannot accomplish it even if you wanted to.
就这样过了43年,
and just like that, my ministry has passed 43 years.
43年侍奉上帝,
43 years of serving Him. Every day I follow Him. I follow His speed.
主要我多快,
if He wants me to speed up, I will follow. Sometimes it's very difficult.
往后看的时候呢,
but when I look back,
是就这样成了,
that's the way it has been accomplished.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to Him.
上个礼拜天我在这里讲到,
last week I was preaching here,
礼拜一到俱乐部讲到,
Monday at Kuala Lumpur,
讲到我就感到不舒服,
and then I was not feeling well.
我不要去吃饭,
I didn't go for
my food,
and didn't take my supper.
我要休息的,
I wanted to rest.
第二天一早,
second morning,
哎呦,
Mahathir always break world record.
所以基隆坡的飞机场离开城市是全世界最远的75公里。
And the airport is furthest from the capital in Kuala Lumpur.
每一次要高去坐飞机要先走75公里。
So you have to travel 75 kilometers first.
等一两个钟头，然后再上飞机。
And wait for another 2 hours there.
然后那时候我就开始泻肚子。
I started to have diarrhea.
泻了肚子以后,
after that,
车到了飞机场再泻肚子,
I had diarrhea again at the airport.
飞机上再泻肚子,
also on the plane.
基隆坡到香港要差不多4个钟头的飞机,
from Kuala Lumpur to Hong Kong for 4 hours.
谢谢,
I kept having diarrhea.
下来的又拿了行李又下泻,
again the problem in the airport in
主啊,
Hong Kong.
给我等到旅馆再来吧,
and I said, Lord, let me at least wait to go until I reach the hotel.
这种速度我是不要跟的,
I cannot keep up with this speed.
到了旅馆再泻,
let me have diarrhea in the hotel. Then it carry on.
7点开始解答问题,
at 7 o'clock we have question and answer, and the meeting stopped at 10. What will happen if I have diarrhea on stage?
求主你拖住我,
I say, oh Lord, hold
on
so that I can finish your work.
等我讲完到累得半死,
after that I was so tired. The person who translated for me was a student at the Reform Institute.
他说他不是你旅馆几号,
he asked Reverend Tong which
room.
Just wait for a while, don't sleep yet.
快快去买药给我,
he went to buy medicine for me,
买药给我,
and give me the medicine and he left.
我车了第二天起来,
after that, the second day,
比较好一点了,
I recovered a little bit.
他们可以改飞机多休息一点,
I wanted to rest a little bit more.
所有飞机都满座了,
but there was no way to change the flight.
我再把行李带到飞机场,
again, I took my luggage to the airport
到台北去,
to go to Taipei. Again, further
diarrhea.
At night, it was another 3 hour meeting.
第二天一早6点就起来,
after that, the next day, 6 o'clock, I woke up again. Because the same from Taipei to the airport, another hour.
9点的飞机,
a flight of 9 a.m. I must reach there at
8
a.m. So I had to leave at 7.
肚子还是很不舒服,
again, I was not well.
下午2点到了 Jakarta,
I reached Jakarta at 2 p.m.
2:30,
we had a meeting until 6. I was so tired at that meeting. Again, there was diarrhea. I started a fever.
我就想上帝啊,
I said, God,
如果是肠炎,
if I had infection,
可能我2个礼拜不能出门,
maybe I will not be able to leave for 2 weeks. I can't be here on Sunday, not in Kuala Lumpur. They rented a very expensive place there.
如果我不来, 他心里会不会说, 哎呀, 求主给你快快好,
If I don't go there, will their manager say, may the Lord bless you and heal you? He won't. He will say, just pay the rent. Then what will we do? What about Taipei and Hong Kong? I say, Lord, strengthen me. Thanks be to him. Last evening, I slept earlier by 3 hours. And today I had diarrhea again for a few days. And now today is the fourth meeting. The Lord is still strengthening me. I dare to say this. For the past 43 years, every day I rely on His grace. Every day I rely on His strength. Very few pastors know of my struggles. Very few pastors know of my problems. If you cannot preach, we'll just replace you. But it's difficult to replace me. Very few people dare to replace my ministry. Even if I invite them, they almost
will not
come. If the pastor do not preach, the hall will still be there. And we still have to pay for the rent. What will happen if I don't appear? So every day I rely on him. But thanks be to him. In this life, I dare to say that I have followed in the speed that he has set for me. The church is not reviving because it cannot follow the speed. I want to plant this concept in your heart. That is, we must meet his speed. This is what revival is all about. When the church falls behind, when the church becomes lazy, we have left the speed that he has set for us. When we talk about revival, we always refer to the numbers. Sometimes we talk about statistical calculations. Revival, we are always referred to quantity. But not a single book has been written about the speed. When I preach about this book to you, God moved to plant this concept in your heart. Does he careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it? When in our ministry we cannot follow the speed of the Holy Spirit, the church will fall behind the generation. When the church is behind the generation, we will lose away this ministry of prophecy. We even lose the power to challenge the generation. Not only will we lose that power, we may not even have the wisdom to understand the generation. Not only do we not understand
it,
we do not understand the challenges of the generation towards us. These four different areas. We must be the prophet. We must challenge the times. We must know of his needs. And we accept his challenges. When we lose all this, the church will never catch up. The Christian will fall behind. Dear brothers and sisters, I give thanks to God. After I pass my 60th birthday, God continued to lead the very young 20, 30 years old to come. I say, I'm unworthy, O Lord. You still bring young people here so that we can serve them. Who am I? May the Lord help me to continue to supply them. Not only to supply them, I want to point out the future direction for them. Then we can be the witness of this generation. How can we be the witness for the generation? We must keep up with the timetable of God. We must keep up with the speed that the Holy Spirit has set for us. There are two examples. If God sets a target of 3,000 people for us to witness to in this generation and in this church, and if we only reach 300, will God be pleased? He will not be. we have not followed up.
因为神所定的是3000,
because he has set the target of 3,000. We only reached 300. We have not kept up.
但是反过来说,
but on the other hand, if we try harder,
加一些的花样,
we add a lot of example things.
各样的节目出来,
we have all kinds of activities.
我们可以达到3万的时候,
and if we reach 30,000, will God be pleased?
上帝也不喜欢,
God will not
为什么呢?
Be pleased. Why?
因为你就把27,000个闲杂人带到教会里面,
because you have brought 27,000 extra people that are not related into the church.
Extra non-related, non-relevant people. 就是没有关系的人带到教会里面,
that you brought the irrelevant people to the church.
但是呢,你可以报告我的教会增长这么多啦,
but you can announce that we have great growth, 30,000 people.
那不是上帝的速度,
but this was not the speed of God.
这就是呢,
this is where success theology has failed.
神所定的,
whatever God has set
是这样,
is this.
你所要的,
whatever we want
是大得不得了,
is greater than
结果你就不得不放下圣经的原则。
So in order to achieve that, you've got to abandon the principle of the Bible.
你不得不呢,用原则出卖掉,
you will have to betray the principles to compromise for the generation.
结果你得到许多许多的人,
and you have lots of people then.
却不是照着圣经的真理教导他,
but you did not teach them based on the principles of the Bible.
投人所好, 讲一些无关痛痒的题目,
you just say things that will please them.
为了配合他们的需要,
to fulfill their needs,
配合他们肉体情欲的满足,
to fulfill their physical needs,
降低上帝的标准,
and you lower the standard of God.
现在的许多极端灵恩派的人,
a lot of extreme charismatics,
他们没有好好解决,
they do not have good Bible study.
中间里面聚会的人,
those who worship among
没有好好明白上帝的道,
do not understand the word.
虽然人数增加了,
although there is great quantity growth,
数量多得不得了,
lots of people,
神的原则已经被丢掉了,
but the principle of God has been abandoned.
神的标准被降低,
the standard has been lowered.
你明白我的意思吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
圣灵的速度,
the speed of the Holy Spirit has been set by God. We cannot replace it with the works of men. We cannot replace it with our hard work. We cannot replace it with our standards and targets. We can only wish that His will be accomplished. Dear brothers and sisters, let us not be people who cannot keep up. Now you understand what this verse means. Let us read verse 1 again. And then verse 2.
以西伯来书第4章第1、第2节, 我们一同开声来读, 我们既蒙留下, 有进入他安息的应许, 就当畏惧, 免得我们中间会有人是不是干不上的。第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。这第二节的圣经再把另外一个境界告诉我们的。The
verse 2 gives us another warning.
因为有福音传给我们,
when the gospel has been preached to us, just as it has been preached to them, it means it's the same gospel.
机会是一样的,
the opportunities are the same.
我们听见了,
we have heard it.
他们也听见了,
they have heard it too.
传给我们的是什么?
What has been preached to us was the good news.
传给他们的,
what was preached to them was the good news also.
传给我们的,
that has been preached to us was good to us.
传给他们的,
but when it was preached to them,
对他们无疑,
it was no use to them.
那些到底发生什么事情?
What happened in between?
为什么头?
Why is it that the same message will create a great revival at one place, but will have no effect in another place? Or the same gathering, some people change their life and repent in tears, but within the same gathering, some people are not moved at all. Why is it that the same message, the same power of the Holy Spirit, will be able to change someone's life completely? But some people are hardened and will never change. When I was 17, I had a retreat in
youth.
It seems that we have no more retreat like that. There was 9 days of retreat. For 7 days, the program was packed.
这样长的夏令会,
for such a long retreat.
这样长的青年进去会,
for such a long youth retreat. I actually did not want to attend. So I was determined not to go. But my mother was determined. He said, you must go. As your mother, I want you to go. We were not willing. So all the brothers had shared one luggage. And we purposely were
late.
And the registrar said, you are late for 1 day.
我瞪着他说,
I look at him and say, yeah, we know that.
我心里说,
and in my heart, I say, you should be thankful that I'm here. Actually, I decided not to come. You think that I like to come to your retreat? And they gave us different rooms to stay in.
我才知道分配的房间呢,
and I realized that two brothers are split up into different rooms. We only have one bag. What would we do? And I entered into my room. There were 14 within the same room. It looks as if it's the place for the cows and the pigs. Is there a bathroom?
The
bathroom is 30 meters away.
睡在哪里呢?
Where will we sleep?
一个小客室放28个麻包袋。
It was just a room with about gunny sacks on it.
你们不知道什么叫麻包袋?
You may not know what a gunny sack is.
因为现在的这个米袋已经有很好的细麻做的，从前是很粗的绳子那种叫做麻包袋。
In the past, the rice was contained in gunny sacks.
所以呢，我们就睡在那边上。
And we slept on gunny sacks.
我就气得要死要活。
I was so angry.
我心里世界上最坏的就是这些人。
I said that these were the most evil people in the world.
叫人听到听八天。
Ask us to be here for 8 days of sermon and ask us to sleep on the floor and had to queue up to take a bath. To eat also we had to queue up. It was miserable. And I was angry. Every time I stared at the teacher to see how he would humiliate me and what else can he do. By the fourth day, the missionary that introduced us to the retreat came and asked us whether we are happy with the place. Do you like this place? There's a missionary's Mandarin was quite weird.
另外一个人说很喜欢，很喜欢，很喜欢。
I was angry, but another person said we are very happy.
我想怎么可能很喜欢呢？
I said how can that be?
他真的很喜欢吗？
Did he really like it?
那个宣教士就感谢主，感谢主就走了。
And the missionary said thanks be to the Lord, and he left.
你们抓他来算账。
And I pulled him aside.
你真的很喜欢。
I said do you really like this place?
刚刚半个钟头已经告诉我你很讨厌了。
Half an hour ago you said you hated this place.
你怎么会说你很喜欢？
How can you say you like it now?
哎呀，做人要有礼貌嘛。
And he said, oh, we ought to be courteous.
人家好心介绍我们来, 一定要说很喜欢, 很喜欢。
Since he introduced us here, we should tell him that we like the place.
你这个都不懂, 你还要做什么?
So you must at least understand this principle.
后来我就开始讲个问题了。
Then I thought of a question.
这个叫做礼貌吗?
Is this courtesy?
礼貌叫做不诚实吗?
Does courtesy equate with lying?
不诚实叫做文化吗?
Is lying the same as culture?
诚实就没有文化吗?
Does that mean that when you're honest, you don't have the culture upbringing?
有没有搞错啊?
Seems to be wrong.
罪恶是存在的吗?
Sin exists.
我开始打开我的心,
and my heart starts to open.
人是说谎的,
we are lying people.
人是虚假的,
we are fake.
文化是不可靠的,
culture cannot be relied on.
理都必炸的事情在里面,
and a lot of these externals are not real.
所以我就开始注意听了,
I started listening carefully.
听的时候呢,
when I listen,
现在不一样,
now it's different.
这被罪恶的话,
the words of repentance came into my heart. And I realized what I've heard is the truth. I thought that things I knew are things I don't know actually. I started to pay attention. By the fifth day and sixth day, thanks be to God. The Lord saved me. But I was not saved in that meeting.
交响有跟我们合唱团演唱《The Other Side》，海顿的诗句 要总练习，我说要从马浪回家到苏拉巴亚去。
I had to go back to Surabaya because there was a reciter by the concert.
所以我请假回去。
And I took leave to leave.
他们以为我要溜走了。
They thought I'm trying to escape.
天主的爱感动你，不要回去了，不要回去。
They said, may the love of God move you not to leave this place.
我心里是神里面的，要练习的，不要回去，不要回去。
I said I had to have a reciter and practice.
下个礼拜音乐会要演唱的时候，不要回去。
And I had this performance.
我一定要回去。
I must go.
不要忘记要回来哟，要回来。
And he said you must remember to come back.
我说我七天就回来，怎么你不信我呢？
I said I'm just going to be away for one day.
讨厌这些传道人。
Preachers are so naggy.
对神有信心，对我没有信心。
They have faith to God, but not on me.
一天到晚劝人家要听他的话。
Every day they nag me.
我讲话他都不听。
And they don't believe in me.
我就回家去。
So I left for home.
从马兰坐火车到苏拉巴亚。
And I got train to Surabaya.
火车刚出来。
And when I left the station, there were too many people.
我没有机会坐车。
I did not get on the car.
我就带小行李走路回家。
And I walk home.
大概有四公里的路。
About 4 kilometers.
走。
And I walk and walk.
走到。半路的时候
，In the midst of the journey，
我突然间发现，耶稣为我死哦。
Suddenly I realized that Jesus died for me。
耶稣为我钉在十字架上。
And he was crucified for me。
我那个时候突然间就感。
And suddenly I realized，
上帝这么爱。
That love God loved me。
我今天可以得救。
And I was saved。
突然间好像神的耶稣的宝洗净我一切的罪。
And suddenly the precious blood of Jesus cleansed me from all my sins。And I turned。
哎，快跑！
And I started running.
我要走去见我的妈妈。
I want to see my mother.
要告诉她我得救。
To tell her that I've been saved.
当我抬起头来看的时候。
When I look up.
那个真是那个差不多45公尺的苏拉巴亚烈士纪念碑在我面前。
There was a memorial in Surabaya about 45 meters long.
就从上面看下来。
And I can see that.
蓝色的天。
The blue sky.
白色的云。
And white clouds.
树枝。
And the branches.
一直下来到人。
And they branched downwards.
突然间，全世界都改变。
Suddenly, the world changed for me.
一切都是新的。
Everything became new.
这么美的世界。
Such a beautiful world. However,
人是可怜的。
But we are pathetic as human beings. Because all of us sinful.
人死了到哪里还不知道。
We do not know where we go after we die.
神的创造。
The creation of God.
人的堕落。
The fall of man.
基督的救赎。
The salvation of Christ.
人的责任。
My responsibility.
几件事情揉在一起，使我苏醒起来。
All these things combined itself and awakened me.
我跑到家里的时候,
I ran home.
我妈妈在那边缝衣服,
my mother was sewing there.
我第一句的, 妈妈, 我得救。
The first thing I said to my mother is, Mother, I am safe.
妈妈说, 我为你祷告好几年了。
And my mother said, I've been praying for you for several years.
感谢主拯救。
Thanks be to the Lord that he saved you.
晚上我去练习。
And in the evening when I go for my practice,
一早我再回去参加进修会。
On the second day, I went back to the retreat.
两天以后,
2 days later,
神就呼召我做传道。
The Lord called me to be a preacher.
最后那几天,
in the last few days,
整个生命改变,
my entire life changed.
为什么?
Why?
因为我听到的时候, 我的心已经不一样。
Because by the time I hear the sermons, my heart has changed.
所以这圣经告诉我们,
what does this verse mean?
有福音传给他们, 好像传给我们一样。
The gospel has been preached to them as it's been preached to us.
对他们并没有益处。
But it was of no value to them.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们没有用信心以所听的道调和。
Because they did not combine it with faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们到上帝面前,
today when we come before God,
我们领受真理的时候,
we accept the truth.
你的态度是什么?
What is your attitude?
我已经好几次对你说了,
I've said this many times to you.
人不等于他所想的是什么?
We are not the same as what we are thinking about.
Man is not what he thinks. 人不等于他所吃的是什么?
Man is not what he is.
人不等于他所感受的是什么。
Man is not what he feels.
人是等于他对神的回应是怎么样。
Man is determined by how he responds to God.
Man is what he reacts before God, what he responds to God. 你对神的回应是如何，就决定你的人格、你的生命、你的灵性、你的前途如何。
Your character, your life, your spirituality is determined by your response to God.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
我们领受神话语的时候。
When we accept His word.
我们以怎样的态度。
What kind of attitude do we have?
受教的耳朵。
Do we have a teachable spirit?
温柔的心吗?
Do we have a gentle heart?
饥渴慕义的心智。
Do we hunger for righteousness?
以谦卑受教的人。
Do we have humility in our hearts?
在神面前需要的表达吗?
Do we express our need to God?
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们要有这样的心智。
We must have such an attitude.
我们要郑重所听见的道理。
To be careful to what we have heard. So that we will not drift away. With a gentle heart, we receive the word that is preached to us. With faith, we combine with the word we have heard. I want to explain a theological question. Did we not say that believing comes from hearing? But this verse says we ought to combine our word, the word we hear, with the faith. If I already have faith before I hear, why do I need to combine it? What kind of faith is this? The Bible talks about faith in many different aspects. There are three main sources of faith. First, God is the source of our faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Christ is the source of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
第三,
the Holy Spirit is the source of our faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. There are also three requirements of faith. First one is to hear the word and we have faith. The second one is we ask of faith from God. The third one is the faith that comes from overcoming trials. And with prayer, we ask that the Lord increase our faith. With obedience through trials, we receive faith. We listen to His word and it produces faith. How many different aspects are there in the faith? This is something I want to explain today. What is the first aspect? It is a fundamental faith. It is a faith that comes from the general revelation. These are faith that comes naturally. Is that so? Where did the Bible say? The Bible says, for us to come before God, we must first believe He is there. And believe that He rewards those who seek after Him. Then we can come before Him. It means that before you come to God, you already have some faith. What is the faith? The faith that He exists. That there is a God. That He will be gracious to those who seek after Him. This faith does not come from listening to words. Where did this faith come from? It comes from God from the beginning. When did He do that? It came when He first made man, the common revelation that He gave to us. Where can we find this in the Bible? Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Those that has been known of God, that which we can know of God, is already revealed in our hearts. What kind of things? That is, we know that He exists. By nature that He has existed, we cannot deny Him. Although we cannot see Him physically, God already gave us this faith. This is the first aspect of faith. Fundamental faith that comes from the general revelation. The faith that God exists. The second aspect of faith. The faith that comes from a teachable heart.
We have a teachable ear, teachable spirit, teachable our heart to come to listen to the word of God.
Because we are willing to receive the truth. And this is the faith that comes from the beginning. This is what this verse means. That we ought to combine the word we have heard with faith. Before you listen to the sermon,
道。
You are already prepared in your heart.
你没有领受上帝的话语前
，before you receive His word，
你相信神有话对你说。
You believe that He has something that He wants to say to you.
听见上帝的话的时候
，and when you heard His word，
你知道神的话对你是有益处。
You know that His word is beneficial to you.
预备你的心领受上帝的话。
And you have prepared your heart to receive Him.
这是第一跟第三中间的过渡性的信心。
And this is the faith that moves between the first and the third one.
信心的第三个层次是什么？
The third area of faith.
就是当道进到你心中的时候，就产生了这个信仰的种子发生在你生命的里面。
It is a faith that comes from the word entering into your heart.
神的道就是信心的种子。
The word is the seed of faith.
神的道里面又隐藏着真正信仰的种子。
The word of God also has the true faith of seed.
当上帝的道传到我们里面的时候
，When the word comes into our heart，
道就产生了信心。
The word produces faith.
所以说，信道是从听到来的。
That is why we say believing comes from hearing.
第三个层次的信心。
This is the third area of faith.
第四个层次的信心是什么
？What is the fourth area of
faith？ 恩赐的信心。
It is a faith that comes from a gift.
圣灵蒙。有一个人又有一人蒙圣灵赐他信心。
The Holy Spirit will give certain people certain faith.
在罗马这哥林多前书第十二章提到的九种的恩赐里面。
This is one of the nine gifts mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
四种是包括言语的功用。
Four of which is relating to speech.
智慧的言语。
Wisdom.
知识的言语。
The language.
还有一个最前面。
And one right in front.
说方言。
Tongues,
翻方言
in translation of
tongues, 最后面
and in the end,
所以九种中间有四种与语言有关的
out of the nine gifts, four are related to languages.
那么什么语言在前面呢
what is right in front?
听得明白的语言
the word that can be
heard. 什么语言摆在后面呢
what is of the least priority?
听不容易明白的语言
words that cannot be understood.
讲方言这个翻方言是 the last gifts.Not the best gifts.
So the tongues and the translation of tongues is considered the last gift, not the best.
理论派的人把最不重要的放在最重要的地位。
But unfortunately, the charismatic turned it the other way around.
把那不容易分辨的就当作决定你有没有圣灵的这个钥匙。
They treat what cannot be distinguished as the key to whether you have the Holy Spirit or not.
很可惜，很可惜。
This is something that's regretful.
不但如此
，Not only this.
John Wimber 曾经在富勒做个教授。
Was once a professor at Fuller Theological Institute.
后来我对 Fuller 曾经批评过这句话。
I once criticized Fuller in this
way. 为什么把这样的人请来做教授
？How can they appoint a person like that as a professor？
他们的回答是：后来我们不要他了。
The answer is that in the end we ask him to go.
你后来不要他，不证明你期间没有用过他。
You said you have already made a mistake by employing him from the beginning.
因为 Fuller 的名气很大。
Because Fuller is a famous seminary.
全世界的教会以为 Fuller 能用的一定就是真的，就是好。
And many people think that any graduates from Fuller must be speaking the truth.
你们随便请教授，误导了许多的教会，以为他所传的一定是真理。
And many people have been misled by him.
我批评 Fuller 的时候，有几个他们的校友来跟我算账。
And when I criticized them, a lot of the alumni came to talk to me.
我对他说，奉主的名，请你们不要爱你的母校，会爱真理。
And I say, in the name of the Lord, I ask you not to love your school more than you love the truth.
你要爱真理，会爱你的学校。
You must love the truth more than you like your school.
后来从 John Wimber.
And from John Wimber.
传承 Vineyard.
Vineyard movement.
慢慢影响了到了这个第三波。
And he influenced the third wave movement.
Toronto blessing.
Including Toronto Blessing.
越过越乱，越来越乱。
And it gets worse and worse.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是恩赐被误解的原因。
This is what happens when we're mistaken about gifts.
John Wimber 的神学。
The theology of Wimber.
再把第一个、第二个关于语言的这个恩赐，智慧言语，从知识的言语，把它超自然化。
And they supernaturalize the word of wisdom and the word of prophecy.
今天我不要讲太详细。
I do not want to go into details.
我要提的是，这里有人蒙一位的圣灵给他信心，什么意思？
But here I want to talk about the person who has the faith as a gift from the Holy Spirit.
就是侍奉主的时候，他的信心比别人更大。
And that is when he served, he has greater faith than all other people.
在这里十二章九节所谈的信心，根本不是指听到以后才有。
This is not something that comes after you listen to the word.
圣灵启他。
Because it's gift by the Holy Spirit.
这个层次是不一样的。
It's different.
但还有一种信心的，每一个人都有的。
There's another faith that all of us have.
因为信靠神的话。继续不断培养起对神信实可靠的投靠的那种信心。
It's a faith that comes from obedience to the word of God, knowing that He's reliable.
Knowing that God is reliable, so we trust in Him more and more. The increase of our trust in God, that kind of faith,
This is the fifth type of faith. We need faith to do the work of God. When we start new work, we need this faith. Every time we have a new ministry, we need the faith. And our great needs are great. We need great strength, great spiritual strength, and great financial strength, great human strength. All these we need faith for. Thanks be to God. A co-worker of mine in Taipei received a telegram. He says that we want to start a gathering in Guangzhou. The nearest to us is Taipei. Can you come once a month? We don't have any money. We don't have enough resources. May the Lord lead you. The Taipei co-worker prayed and know that new work and new faith is needed. And he asked the crowd to pray for him. A congregation of 60 people, all of them are students. They said, I'll support you. We will give you the plane ticket. Go to Guangzhou to preach to them. And by faith he went. He took his passport to Hong Kong and to apply to enter into PRC. And they turn and turn until they reach a sentence that he is a missionary from Indonesia. You are a preacher, why you want to go in? He said, I'm going there to take care of the Indonesian students. They are Christian, I'm a Christian. I'm going there to take care of them. And they say, you cannot preach. And he still entered. Do not bring any of them in. He brought a lot of Bibles in. By faith, he carried on the work. And all of them were thirsting for righteousness. Every day they had fellowship meeting. And they will help greatly. But next week it ends. If you go back to Taipei, we have no preacher anymore. He asked me, Reverend Tong, what should I do? They need me. I'm willing to. But I cannot be separated to be in Taipei and at that place. I can't go every week. What should I do? I said, preach through the telephone. He said, are you sure? What did you say? I said, use the telephone to preach.
叫他们买speaker,把你的电话机呢,把它扩大,大家可以听。
Ask them to use an amplifier to amplify your telephone call. He said, I've never thought about this way. We've never thought about this way. I said, the Holy Spirit tells me this, you go and think about it. And he carried on. He called Guangzhou. I cannot be there. But I will preach through the phone. They say, how do we do this? Get an amplifier. And amplify the phone. So that the Indonesian student can listen to
it.
And we can have teleconference. He said, Reverend Tong is expensive. For an hour, it's probably $100. I said, yes, it's expensive. What about the plane ticket? The plane ticket is $300. And he said, yeah,
in this sense.
He said, we support you. And the people paid for the phone. Every month he flew there once and the rest he used the phone.
It's a new method of evangelism.
It's a new method of evangelism. Thanks be to God. And they pay careful attention because it's not loud enough. So some preachers preach loudly but people fall asleep. But some preach softly and we try to listen carefully. Beijing called again.
听说广州我们也要,
he said Guangzhou had this, we want the same thing.
从台北到广州再到北京去,
I said you fly from Taipei to Guangzhou and then to Beijing.
那么回来可能到东京再回来好了,
and then maybe to Tokyo and then back there.
他说费用很大,
he said it's great expenses.
祷告,
I said pray with faith.
70个人的团契,
in a congregation of 70,
再给你跳到北京,
they supported further tickets to Beijing. They are all quite poor. They are not rich people. They were students. But they were frugal and then they saved money. And then Los Angeles called him to ask him to go to Los Angeles. He went there. 300 over people attended. There was nobody to look over him. And the God's Lord is with him. And I told him that the Lord is training you in your faith.
其实我们每个人都可以做的。
All of us can do this.
其实我们一直等，等到死都是那样。
But we kept waiting until the day we died.
几十年没有做。
For decades we will not do anything.
我不要等。
I do not want to wait. I want to follow His speed. Today I'm going to ask you the question. Pray carefully. To follow up to the speed. Keep up with Him. Let the Lord use you. When all these people come and listen to the word with such a faith, it is a different matter. Today I tell you faith has these five areas. The natural faith, the fundamental faith. The faith that comes from teachability. The faith that is combined with the word. The faith that comes from the word. Then you have faith.